comes to mind is a little vignette from Winnie the Pooh again, Winnie the Pooh is sitting under a tree and he hears this buzzing noise. And then he thinks to himself, what's this buzzing? This buzzing and buzzing sound. And then it's, well, there's only one thing that can make a buzzing noise like this, and that's bees. And then, of course, the next sort of thought is, well, there's only one thing that bees do, and they make honey. And he thinks again, and there's only one thing that honey is good for, and it's for me to eat it. So then he gets up and he goes and climbs this tree looking for the honey. So it's this, these associations, and it's sort of, it's more or less, you know, how our own minds work. You hear something and there's a feeling, an association, a perception, and then the thought arises associated with that, and then there's a feeling and perception associated with that, and you end up in various places, climbing trees, looking for honey. If I'm not mistaken, I think he got stuck or something in this particular adventure. To be investigating and tracking these mental states, the mind that arises, you know, how that's conditioned,